Welcome back to all of my change makers out there. It's time again, time to dive into another episode of the Change Makers podcast, Leadership Beyond Gender series. And today, oh boy, we have a treat that is sweeter than a scoop of your favorite ice cream on a sourcing day. Nope, yes, I'm your host, Runa, and I want you to buckle up. Because we have a dynamo in our minds in here with me today, who is here to show us how joy, humor, and a sprinkle of fabulousness can make us leaders who are up for breaking through the gender norms and lead beyond genders. So who is my special guest? Well, it's no other than my incredible friend and fellow change maker, Wendy Watkins. Now you might be thinking, who the F is Wendy Watkins? Well, she's not your average superhero. She's a mindset magician, a laughter luminary, and an all-around advocate for creating life that is as juicy, fulfilling, and successful as it possibly can be. Now, picture this, a life where your to-do list isn't a burden, but a bundle of exciting possibilities. Wendy's got the secret sauce to make that happen. And trust me, it's not just about the successes. It's about the journey, the laughs, the moments that make you go, hey, life, you're pretty darn fantastic. Now, we all know that being a leader can sometimes feel like being on a roller coaster. I know I can. That is my experience. But if you could bring a little more joy, a little more humor, and a whole lot more of you on that ride, that's where Wendy steps in with her wisdom and contagious energy. So if you're tired of the same old leadership playbook and you're ready to sprinkle your journey with some sparkle, then get ready. I'm about to interview Wendy Watkins, and she is about to take us on a journey, right? That is as entertaining as it is enlightening. So let's rewrite the script about what it is to be a leader. Let's look at how we can smash the gender stereotypes and learn how we can lead ourselves and others with joy, humor, and authenticity. With that, I'm just going to say welcome, my friend Wendy.
Thank you, Runa. Oh my gosh, thank you. I've not been called a laughter luminary before, and I love it. I'm going to jotting that one down for later on. Thank you. So good to be here with you, friend.
Oh, I am excited for this conversation. It's like all the conversations that we had in the past, they're always giving me so much to ponder on and so much to grow from. I want to go directly to the first question, really. For you, what does leadership beyond gender mean?
Such a rich question. You know, it's not like something you just pull out of the air. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind when I pondered this was it's really all about authentic expression, mm-hmm. right? It's just you being you. Leadership beyond gender means that you drop the Mr. or Mrs., right? You show up as a human being and you express yourself. When I talk about authentic expression, you express yourself from your values. Right, from the things that bring you the most fulfillment in your life. And when you can stand in that place of leadership and express yourself from being you, then gender starts to slip away, right? People start to see you as who you are, and it may be different than they thought, but hey, that's to me, leadership beyond gender. Yeah,
I love that.
Not always easy, right? Not always easy because we are put into that box, men and women.
Oh, yeah.
right? Not just women. I could stand here as a woman all day long and say, yeah, where's my seat at that table?
Yeah.
And that it's for all of us to show up that way. So a powerful question.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Do you believe it's possible to be a leader that leads beyond gender? And that's maybe one question. And another question could be, can we create a world where that becomes the norm?
Yes, and yes. I think that it's that okay, just manage the old while creating the new. And what I'm seeing, like when I think of my 20-year-old niece and her fiance, I mean, they're out there breaking the boxes,
Yeah.
right? They are out there where fluidity amongst gender is the norm. You know, for us that have been around for a minute, it is like, what? This, that, and the other, all the different things that come before sexual now, that's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just normal and easy. And I think as we, and these are our future leaders, right? So to me, it's like, yes, they are the ones. And, now, granted, they're in my little bubble, right? I know there are plenty of other 20-year-olds out there that are still in the gender boxes and moving along in that way. However, the trend looks to be more towards fluidity, acceptance, and actually calling for that authentic expression. Calling for leadership beyond gender. So yeah, I do think it's possible, and I think it's happening as we speak.
You are, I mean, you're the author of the book Joy. The Joy Recipe book, a book that I very often look into when I need to be sparkled by joy. Joy and leadership. For me, I think it needs to be mainstream. And when you also at the same time, you see a lot of people consider leadership to be a certain role that doesn't have any joy in it, doesn't have any humor in it. Can you share your perspective on that, and what has your journey told you?
Well, I think about, there's two places we can go, right, Runa? There's the leaders of our world, there's leaders of organizations, and then there's being the leader in your life, right? So there's many, many different ways. I think when we look at leadership of the world and leadership and organizations, that emotions are typically put out, because joy is an emotion, right? So there's not a lot of emotion in those fields. Now, in the leadership of our life, there is more emotion, right? Because we are human beings, we are emotional beings. So looking at the leaders that are in the headlines, the ones that are embracing that emotional part, we're seeing that come through in vulnerability, specifically where they are expressing themselves authentically. But yet that is not the what people really want from their leaders. So we have people trying to break out of those boxes and showing their vulnerability. I was recently just watching an interview with Chris Christie here, who is in the political field and, had aligned himself closely with President Trump, and now is, coming out and saying, I was wrong. I didn't agree. I mean, saying that, coming from our traditional masculine governor, does not typically say they're wrong and that they made a mistake. And when I was watching that, it's a different party than I'm aligned with, but I thought, ah, there's something about this guy that is intriguing to me because he's being real. I want to think he's being real, right? Everybody has their opinion about that, but I want to believe that he is being real and giving people permission to say, I made a mistake, right? And so that vulnerability only comes from a place of contentment or joy in life, right? And when we are feeling that level of happiness, joy, positivity in our life, our vibration is higher, and we're able to feel that safeness to be vulnerable, because that is in alignment with expressing ourselves. But so more so to me, this is going to happen more as leaders start to learn more about what brings them joy and fulfillment, how they can authentically express themselves, and then define what that path for themselves to move forward, which will then allow them to open up that path for anybody else that they're leading, right? So that's how I see it in that way.
One thing that I've noticed as I've been writing the book and interviewing various people from across the world on various topics that has to do with leadership is I've noticed this thing around being authentic, having space to be authentic, that leads that trust that you talked about, that gives us space to be authentic. And I've also noticed how important it is to admit when you do things by your old program. Like you might judge someone from your unconscious biases. You might say something because you always said it this way, but on the journey of becoming more aware of who you are as a leader and being more aware of how you want to respond to that thing, that incident that you're in, that this journey, I'm not even quite sure how I'm gonna ask you this question, but this journey seems to be really about then admitting I did something, that I did it because I'm so wired to do it. I didn't do it because I consciously did it. I was unconsciously doing things. It seems like there is something that is opening up in the world today where we are seeing people somehow being not as afraid to admit to their mistakes as it was maybe 10, 15 years ago. Do you agree?
Indeed, I do. I do. Whether it's, whether it's Brené Brown, who has opened up so many people, to emotional vulnerability and learning even more what that is. I think it's just more in the consciousness. But I do think that it is, vulnerability is power. When someone admits that they made a mistake and can say it, and they made a mess and clean up their mess, right? Because that's the important part to know. We all make messes, right? We all make messes. Man, I've made some messes recently. But to me, the quality of a leader, whether it's in your life or your business, is how you clean up the mess,
How
right?
you
We all
clean up
make
the
the mess.
mess,
How do you show up now and go, wow, look at this mess I just made,
And
right?
how can you use write that in that moment where you see that you made a mess? We say in the No More Boxes movement and say, oh, I just put myself in a box, or I put another person in a box, or a group of people in a box that doesn't really, they don't belong to. How can you use humor to help you stay in that high vibrant energy that you want to stay in?
Humor is one of those things that is, it's like, it's a mindset, really. It's a mood or a state of mind. When you're feeling humorous, right? When you bring humor, which is a quality of being amused, there's a lightness present, and that lightness has to start within, right? Now, I say that, as I say that, I think on the other hand, where humor, like the path that I'm going down now in stepping into becoming a, not becoming, being a comedian, actually standing on stages and intentionally looking at making people laugh, that comes from, that part comes from pain, right? So the humor that I share on stage comes from pain, so that I can now make light of, right? Because I've been through the pain. There's now a scab on that wound that I can now laugh about, right? Where in leadership, it's the same thing. A leader in your life or a leader in a business, it's about being aware, conscious of who you are and the actions that you're taking in the world, the actions that you're asking other people to take. Because if you're a leader, you have followers. That's really the only way you lead. And from that place, being able to use humor, the leader has to be grounded in their own, that vulnerability piece, right? And recognizing the pain. What happens is, I want to go another way, when leaders aren't grounded in their authentic expression and their joy, then humor can often show up as sarcasm, right? And I think we see that a lot being used ineffectively. So there's a distinction, right? Sarcasm is, you know, people will use it in a way that they think it's funny, but it's not, right? They'll walk
I think
into a
I'm guilty
room.
there.
Yeah, well, we all are, right? We
I think I'm
all are.
definitely guilty there. I think I use humor quite often in that way to protect
Yeah.
myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
It could
sounds
be
doesn't sound very
protection.
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because think about the impact it makes, right? Say you walk into a room, right? You're a leader and you're working with your group of people, you know, there's one part of the team that's really disorganized, right? And you walk in and say, "Oh yeah, you all are all on top of things, aren't you?" Right? Thinking it's funny, right? Thinking it's funny. But you are all these, and then here's where you know it's sarcastic. This is exactly where you know, where the next words that come out of the mouth of the leader typically are. Do you know what they are?
No, tell me, I'm just thinking I must have said it.
Usually it's just kidding. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. And it's like, meanwhile, here are this group of people over here that are now swirling and just being slammed. This guy thinks it's funny. And then it's the just kidding, which as a leader, if as a leader, if you're using that sarcasm and those words come out, it then starts to eradicate trust with your team, because they
Can
never know if you're being
I
funny.
ask you right now, sorry that I interrupted, but just one
Sure.
thing that I want to ask you right where you did you notice in your beautiful story, did you notice you used a male version that he thinks he's funny?
Not at all. I didn't think about it at all.
No, exactly. I was just thinking if, because we do this so automatically,
Yeah.
it would have been strange if you would have said, yeah, and then she thinks it's funny. So is leader really that gender, that engraved as a gender thing in our minds still
Subconscious
today?
for me,
It's
Rena.
some, it's some,
I think
I think it is.
it's
Yeah, I think it is.
subconscious. It is. It is definitely subconscious. You know,
And
being able
I'm
to.
really I'm not I think exactly that this thing and I was reading a really good article around our unconscious language, how we use language unconsciously and how it is we are constantly creating the status quo with the language that we use unconsciously, obviously. But It's just so interesting. If the story would have been in a different way, I'm just playing with you right now. I'm
Yeah.
not joking, by the way. I was not kidding. I am just
Not
playing
funny.
with it.
If you
No, it's
weren't
not funny
joking, it's
at
not
all.
very
I'm
funny,
just.
Runa.
I know it's not funny. Well, it is funny. It is
Well, it's
actually.
amusing. It's
It's
amusing is
amusing.
what
It's
it is.
amusing when we notice this. I notice this all the time, and I know people around me are just, I've been told, shut the fuck up, Runa. I had enough of this. This is just how it is. Men are more likely to be leaders than women, as an example, when I make a comment like this in a group. But when I are you up for playing with me a little bit on that? Exactly that. Funny people. Funny leaders or leaders who can use humor to lead themselves, their organizations, or even being the world leaders. How can they do that with humor and being gentle, just fluid? Is it possible?
So I guess I mean, sure. I mean, I think of, Barack Obama probably used humor more. And there's a distinction between humor and being funny. You know what I mean? It's easy to be funny. Being funny is one thing, but intentionally using humor to change the space of a situation, right? If you just want to be funny, I'm always funny. I'm learning this, right? I'm just funny. But learning to be funny on stage is very different than just being funny in a meeting. It's intentional, right? And as a leader, if you're naturally funny, go with it, man. Go with it. But if you're as a leader that's looking to bring humor in, that could be a learned skill, right? A learned skill, right? So, but as the gender piece there, what are we supposed to say?
A good
I
question.
mean, so like they, them, I mean, I'm learning that with my, my niece is marrying them, so I find myself in that language, right? In moving out of gender because Livni is born a woman but identifies as they. And so my conversation is always, hey girls, hey people, hey thems, how's it going? I'm constantly humor. I'm constantly just, I mess up every time and then I just keep going till I get it right. Right. And I laugh. Even when I walk into a group of, I'll say someone, hey girl, how's it going? Oh, well, what are you, a they? I'm them. Are you he? What is your pronoun? I confused,
I'm totally with you. So am I. We have, and I think it really depends on the language as well. In Icelandic, we have actually a whole new word that was created. He is han, she is hún, and they are it's hound. So it's and it it's really, when you're used to talk in a diff one way and then you are talking in another way, it does take time. But I'm not even thinking about the pronouns here. I'm more thinking if the conversation would have been, let's go back to the sentence that you said earlier. He's just trying to be funny. If we use that into, if we change it to people are just trying to be funny, or those leaders are just trying to be funny. Is
Yeah.
that would that be more diverse? Would that be more inclusive? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's just learning a new language, just like we are with, these new genders. It's the same thing. It's committing to, it's seeing it, right? Agreeing, yes, we need to do this, and then making the commitment to then always go. If I were to say he, oh no, she, I mean them, right? It would have to be for me, and every time I said it wrong, it would have to be correcting myself and moving forward to finally get it. Takes a while.
It takes a while, and I personally don't see I would like to see that we can do that with more joy and laughter in it, that we can, the person who we're talking to or talking with or talking about doesn't go into defense mode because we fell into a habit of saying something that because it's 95%, 98% of us is a habit, a tradition, in everything that we do. So I'm not sure that it's actually going to bring us the world that we want to live in by being judged because we don't know how to. We're learning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But
You
it's
know.
a perspective shift first. So look, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, Runa, I know that you have been carrying this torch for a long time, right? For a long time. And I so admire you for it and love that we're continuing this conversation, right? Because it's so important. You were having the conversation before anyone was having the conversation, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And they often say that patience is a virtue, right? And I know you're thinking, why can't hurry the fuck up be a virtue?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, come on, people, let's get this already. And look, I'm singing to myself in my little side language, side voice over here. It's like, I'm a feminist. Why didn't I say she when I said it? You know what I mean? I'm all about the goddess and she and this and that. And but yet still, there can, right? Not even thinking at all that I was talking to the box in the box lady, right? Oh, watch those pronouns, girl. So yes. It is. It's
But just so that it's being said out here in this recording, for me, I embrace people correcting themselves or just saying, oops, I did it again, or wow, I am learning, I want to learn more. Oh, I did it, you know, that I just did it again without beating up the earlier version of yourself.
yes.
To do that with some light and this reminds me of my late mother who bless her soul who was con she was constantly throughout her life she said something unintentionally and it became her brand. In fact, my sister and her group of friends, he had like 10, 12 girlfriends that were, formed a group. And when they met and were talking, and there was a silence for maybe probably not more than 1 or 2 seconds with 10 or 12 girlfriends coming together, then one would say to my sister, tell us the latest story about your mom and the things that she had said unintentionally. And it came to even, and then they would laugh. So she would share something that my mom had recently said that was so funny because it was unintentional, but very funny how she said it. And it came to even I remember my mom coming home at one time and from the grocery store, and she looked at my sister and said, "I can't believe you told your friends this story, one particular story." I just met one of your friend's mom in the grocery store who was laughing at my latest incident. So it really became her brand. It became her reputation. And what I'm going with this is relaxing. This is who my mom was. And being able to do that authentically, being able to laugh at her mistakes that she did again and again was one of the things that I always just, I loved her for that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And imagine what the world would be like if more of us, myself included,
Yeah.
right, could laugh at the messes we make, because we make them all the freaking time, right?
The time, yeah.
And if we could just laugh, like, sometimes I'll walk away and, I'll be thinking about what I said. I'm doing my best to let that stuff just slide off. It's done. Like, forget about it.
Yep.
But sometimes I'll get in my car and go, was I just thinking there? And I have a choice in that moment of going either way,
Yeah.
right? Of going down the rabbit hole of beating myself up about it,
Yeah.
or just what I've recently learned is when I feel an energetic shift like that, to let go and let it and get behind the energetic shift. Right. So I literally watch myself. This is my tool. I take my, and this is something we were just talking about this that I learned from Michael Singer, you
Yeah.
know, that I
Yeah.
take my foot off the, it's like literally taking my foot off the gas
Yeah.
and letting that energy pass by me and getting behind it. Now it's gone. Ooh, it's there. I'm here and I can just let it go again, breathe and let it go. And
Wow.
instead of letting myself going down that tube and beating the crap out of myself for saying something or trying to, if I had done it different, and what do they think now? And the worst, do they like me? You know,
Yeah,
like all right?
the
Right?
fire in you. Yeah.
So now I just, that's, I do my best. I don't do it all the time. I'm learning this tool, though, but really just letting it go because it doesn't matter. They're not thinking about it anymore.
No,
It's
no.
long gone.
Long
They're
gone.
on to, they're in their own shit thinking
Yeah.
about what they said. So why am I
Yeah.
even worrying about it? And like letting it go, and it feels different. The energy comes back to peace again, right? And so it's a practice. It's a practice. I'll practice forever and ever and ever, right? And but we have to be able to laugh at ourselves, right? And look in the mirror and go, what the F was I
What the
thinking
F
there?
did I did there? Yeah, exactly. And who,
Right?
what do they think of me now? Yeah, we're trying to protect the person that we think that we're supposed to be. Yeah,
They're just
it's
being the
definitely.
person we are.
Yes, exactly. So
Exhausting to be somebody else.
it is. It mentally, physically, emotionally,
All of it.
spiritually, the whole thing. But there we
Yes.
are. There we are on that journey. I love this conversation, Wendy. It's coming to the close of our deep
Yes.
conversations around joy, around humor, and around being leader in our life, leader in organization, or even leader in our world. What are the things that you find most important to tell people who want to build their personal brand, be authentically a leader who can lead beyond gender? Do you think is the most important thing you can share with them today at the end of our conversation?
You know, it really just comes back to me to being a authentic leader beyond gender is all based on honoring, uncovering and honoring your values on a daily basis. It really is that simple. That allows you to be you. Not always easy, right? But it's uncovering what your values are, using them as a compass in your day, and paying attention to when you're not honoring your values. You know by how you feel.
Yeah.
Anytime your vibration lowers down, you could go to those values and go, oh wow, totally forgot about that one. And then look at, because we all know what you put your attention on expands. So the minute you even notice it and say, I want to improve that, things start to shift. So that would be, you know, find your, get with your coach, get with your friend, get with your mentor, uncover those values, dive deep into what they are, and start designing your life as a leader around that authentic ex, and then allow yourself to be vulnerable when you mess up, because you will. You
You
totally
will.
will.
You totally
Yeah.
will.
And so, you know, to laugh and look at it, and if you
Is
make
there
a mess, just clean up your mess.
any different approach when you are leading a team or even leading a world? Or does the same apply all the time?
I think the same, my humble opinion is that the same applies. We're all human beings,
Yeah.
you know, a human being that has stepped into a role of leader,
Yeah.
right? So whatever role you're in, you look, if you're a mother, a father, you are the biggest leader, right? You're leading your children to become good, productive citizens of our world. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. So, it is stepping into whoever you're leading. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yourself, others, the organization, your family, or the world. You be you. Find out who you are, who your best self is, and lead from that place.
Those are beautiful words to end this beautiful conversation. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you for asking, Rena.